April 17th, Psalm 1.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
The Blessed Man, Douglas Sean O'Donnell. The Book of Psalms ends with all creation blessing God. The first lines of Psalms 146, 147, 148, 149, and 150, Praise the Lord, capture the theme well. However, the Psalms begin with a poem about the blessed man and the Lord's eternal rewards for that man's righteous life. That righteous life is set within the context of a world to be judged and is contrasted with the lives of the wicked, also called scoffers and sinners, verses 1 and 5. In contrast with the wicked, the blessed man avoids worldliness. He doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of scoffers, verse 1. Instead of walking, standing, or sitting with such people, day and night he prayerfully thinks, meditates, about God's covenant history, instructions, and promises, his law. He sits with his Bible open. He stands in awe of God's revelation. He walks in God's ways. And because of this, he grows by God's grace and is blessed by God. How do we escape the judgment of the wicked, walk in righteousness, and grow in God's grace? We men join the man of Psalm 1 by meditating on the man, the Lord's anointed son. Psalms 1 and 2 are often called the gateway to the Psalms because they open to us the book's two main themes, namely that as God's covenant people we are to 1. Take refuge in God's coming King, and 2. Delight in the law of the Lord, Psalm 1 verse 2. In Jesus the Christ we receive all the blessings of Psalm 1's blessed man. If we abide in him, we bear fruit and we stand strong on the day of judgment. We will not wither away. Because God knows us, verse 6, in Jesus we have been granted eternal life. Join the blessed man. Take up your Bible. Read it. Think about what it says. Pray about its plan and promises. Marvel at God's gracious plan of salvation in Jesus.